Daf is Daf Yud Zayin, so we took it, got it for the very top of Yud Zayin. And Aleph here, the mission begins as follows. Dam hasheretz v'habasar mitstarfin zem zeh. If you take the blood of a sheretz, if you take the flesh of the sheretz, you mitstarf to the shir v'kadasha in terms of being mitameh. And klal, amar Rabbi Yishur, Yishur said the following principle, kol shetumasa v'shi'uro shavin mitstarfin. Whenever you have two different items where the tumah is the same, where the shir, the amount, the size of the tumah is the same, then you can mitstarf the two different dinim. What's an example? So you just keep a finger in Rashi. As we go through Mishnah, the Rashi writes, klal amar Rabbi Yishur, Kol shetumasa v'shiro shavin kigo nevela v'nevela. You have two nevelas. So nevela is both the same shir and the same, it's matami, the same amount of time. Oh, achulav achbar, two different shratzim, they're both the same shir of kadash and the same amount of tumah. However, the Mishnah says, if it's tumasa v'lo shiro, if it's the same tumah but different shir, what's the same tumah with a different shir? Rashi explains, tumasa v'lo shiro kigo sheretz v'nevela. The tumasa shava, the both sheretz and nevela generate the same amount of tumah, the shneim havian tumah erev. The person becomes matami sheretz, matami nevela, he's only tummy for that day, that erev, he goes to the mikvah and he's tar. There's only one day tumah, so they're equal regarding tumah. Below shi'uro, explains Rashi, the nevela shir tumasa bekazayis, v'sheretz bekadash. So that's where the tumah is the same and the shi'uro is different. Back to the Mishnah, if it's shi'uro below tumasa, the same shir, but different tumah, which is what Rashi explains, below tumasa is kago nevela umes, tevayo mitamim bekazayas, the shir of a nevela. And shir of tumas mace is both the shir of a kazayas. However, mace we know is havia tumasa shiva your tummy for 7 days for tumas mace, and nevela no havia lohavi elo tumas erev. And the final example, the fourth permutation, the Mishnah explains, if it's velo tumas, velo shiro, if the tumah is different, and also the shir is different, which is an example of a mace and a sheretz, where mace is a kazayis and a sheretz is a kadasha, and a mace is matame shiva, and sheretz is only matame l'erev, so then, of course, it didn't be ein mitstarf. And so the only time you mitstarf two different dinim, if it's the same tumah with the same shir. So that's the Mishnah. Gemara now says Amar Rav Chanan and Amar Rav Zeira v'chein. Now this v'chein, the girsa should be ubo. It really should be ubo. There is a girsa issue. If you take a look at Rashi to explain what's going on here, Rashi says Amar Rav Chanan v'chulu kolomar hodikatani, that which the Mishnah just taught us, dam hasheretz ubisaro, that the blood of a sheretz and the flesh of a sheretz mitzdarfin, that they can combine them together to the shear, dafka bisaro shall also sheretz atzmo, only the flesh of that particular sheretz, has to be the blood and basar of the same exact sheretz, shepirish mimenu adam, from which the blood had separated. Tavi dam ubasar misheretz echad. V'lo shedam misheretz echad v'basar misheretz acher, not the flesh of one sheretz, and the dam of another flesh, of another sheretz rather, aval iasim mibay shrotzim, they come from two different shrotzim lo mitzdarf. So that's what the Gemara says, the Amar of, get back to the top of the Gemara, Amar of Chanan, Amar of Zira, Ubo, from it. Only the Dam and Basar come from the same exact sheretz, are you mitzdarif the din. So Gemara challenges this statement, Mosiv Rabbi Yossi by Rabbi Chanina, Hatimeim, the word Hatimeim, the extra letter Hey, Rashi points out, is Melami to teach us. Shehem mitzdarif, and that you're able to combine together, Vafil sheretz v'sheretz, even a sheretz and another sheretz. V'sheretz v'dam, and a sheretz, the basar of a sheretz, and the blood of a sheretz. Bein mishem echad, even if they come from one, and bein mishnei shemos, even if they come from two different shemos, two different shratzim, you could still be mitzdarif. So clearly, that you allow you to be mitzdarif dam and basar, even from different shratzim, against Rav Chanan's statement on the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, no, lo kasha, there is no contradiction. Ha, kan bekulo, habim kamim miksasa. Depends on what's going on. So Rashi explains what's the difference. So Amar Rav Yosef, kan bekulo, kamim miksasa. One's a case where you have everything, one's a case where you have only part of it. So Rashi says, I have a shratzim kulan shleimim, if the shratzim are full, bei mishem echad, bei mishem shemos, even if they come from one or two different shratzim, upirish chatzi shir mizeh, and you have half a shear that comes from one sheretz that's shalem, and half a shear that comes from another sheretz that's shalem, oh, mizeh dam u'mizeh basar, dam from one full sheretz, or part dam from another full sheretz, came into us to be makom chashuv, since they both are originate from a makom chashuv, the tervayu ha-shratzim shalemim, because the source of both the blood and the basar are from full shratzim, v'chashivu mitzdarfin, their chashuv yir mitzdarf them. However, Hal Damar Rabbi Chanan, that which Rabbi Chanan says, only if the blood and sheretz basar came from the same sheretz, Hainu b'miktsas, and that's only if it's a sheretz that's a partial sheretz, that's broken in half. The lohavi shratzim shleim, and the sheretz isn't complete, el miktsas shekol echad v'yachad munach b'kan, you have half a sheretz here, half a sheretz here, and blood comes from this half a sheretz, and basar comes from this half a sheretz, there we do not combine them together, that's when it has to only come from the same exact sheretz. That's the din. It's a very strange chiluk. The Gemara wants to know, minot tema. Who says you can make such a chiluk between originating from a kula versus originating from miktsasa? And the Gemara explains to me the Tanya from the following brayse. It says, Nishbach al Ritzba, let's say you have some blood of Tumas Mace, blood of a mace that falls on the floor. V'hayam mekomo kitapres, and the area is a little bit of a slant, an incline, and it's a slope. Ihal amiktaso tower. If a person is being mahal, a person standing over, creating an ohel over the dam, revi'is dam there, he's actually going to be tower. Even though there's a revi'is adam, because when the revi'is adam is on a slope, not all the blood will be in one area. As you lean over it, some of it's going to already drip down, so you're not going to be ma'il, not going to serve as an ohel over the entire dam. And if, however, that's again i'al miktasa tar, but i'al kul, if somehow you're able to be ma'il on the entire mount, so then you're going to become tame. So what's going on here? This is also strange. So Gemara says, my miktasa, what does it mean miktasa, part of the blood, not part of the blood? So Elam, if you're going to tell me miktas dam, part of the dam, v'ha amar Rabbi Chanina, amar Rabbi, revi'is dam shehigis bo tahora. The person has a revi'is dam exactly, and he's mixing it, so he's going to become tahora. What does it mean he's going to become tahora? Rashi explains here, v'ha amar Rabbi Chanina, five wide lines down, amar Rabbi Chanina, revi'is dam shehigis bo, shivich bo bekosha bekarka tahora. If a guy is flipping it around, spinning around the blood, he's exactly revi'is. The guy is hovering over it, and he's tahor. Even though when you're mixing it, it's impossible that you're not leaning over it, meaning you're always going to be leaning over the whatever bowl you're mixing. Katani tahor, also magis, but the guy is tahor. Why? So this is a very strange thing, what's going on here. So Gemara says, "Ela lav shma mina mikam bekulo kam bemiksaso shma mina." The only way to explain this brisa, that if you're a ma'il on miktaso, ma'il kulo, it's only if you talk about where it comes from, where it originates from. So Rashi explains what's going on here. "Ela lav shma mina kam bekulo kam bemiksaso." The high dikatani ihil akulo, that which the brisa says, if you're hovering over the entire dam revius, you're tamei. High nuhecha de asi high revius dam bemei shalem, where the dam revius originated from a full body that's dead. Ulahachi chashuv de mitamei bal. Therefore, by hovering over the revius dam, it came from a makam chashuv, and even now it's considered makam chashuv. So you're mitamei ba'oha. That which as you're mixing and you're hovering over the entire dam revius and your tower. It's where the dam revius didn't come from a full mace. So first the dam, the mace, had left some blood aside, and then there's some blood came from that leftover blood. There's only a partial dead body. And some blood came out from that mixas mace. The avagav dispe revius, even though there's a full dam revius right here in front of me that I am hovering over, since it didn't originate from a full mace, lochashiv is not considered chashiv, v'ein matame ba'ol, v'chein am a rebbe. So that's what Rashi's Masori, he asked from his rebbe, how to understand this particular chiluk. It doesn't make full sense. That's a rebbe, why he probably said, I heard from my rebbe. It seems to be lacking some level of understanding, because if there's a dam revius, who cares where it originates from? But in the end of the day, that's the chiluk that we have here. And just like we have a chiluk by the dam revius, so too have the same chiluk when it comes to the dam of the sheretz. Gemara now says, Shal Rabbi Masya ben Charesh as Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Beromi. One time Rabbi Masya asked Rabbi Shimon the following question. Minayin ladam shiratzim shu tame. What's the source that the blood of a sheretz is tame? There's no pasuk that says this. Amalei, damar krav, v'zeh lechem ha-tame. It says in the pasuk, v'zeh lechem ha-tame, this should be tame. And this is extra pasuk. Doesn't need to say that. We know where sheretz is tame. It must be to include even dam sheretz is tame. So Gemara says, Amru lo tamidav, his tamidim said, Chachim le ben Yochai. So how smart is Rabbi Yishu ben Yochai? He's so smart. So the Gemara explained that one time, Amru lehem tamid aruch mipiv shal Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi shepam achas gazur shemad malchus harisha. One time the terrible government had decreed something, shalo yishmu es Shabbos, we're not allowed to keep Shabbos. But shalo yamol es b'nei, we can't give a bris milah to our children. But shibalu es nidos, you can't go to the mikveh, the woman has to be a nida. So halach Rabbi Ruvain ben Ishaboli v'siper komei, so came along this individual, and he reported back what was going on here. he's rather siper, koma, he cut his hair in such a way as a Roman. And he sat amongst the Romans, he pretended he was not Jewish. Amar lahem, so Rabbi Reuven said, Misha yeshla oyev, a guy has got an enemy. So we want to be Yani or Yash? You want the guy to be wealthy, you want the guy to be poor. Obviously you want the guy to be poor. So Amar lo, Yani, we want the enemy to be poor. So Amar lahem, so this undercover, this spy, Amar lahem, he says to them, Wimkena, that's the case, lo yasu malacha b'shabbos, k'dei she'anu, lo, they should dafka not work on Shabbos, so they shouldn't make more parnasa, they should become poor. Amru tavisa, you say good. So Amar libatel, so he said, let's make it mevatel the gzera. Upalu, they undid the gzera, and the Jews were allowed to rest on Shabbos yet again. Chaz of Amar lahem, he said further, Mishesh la'oyev, a guy's got an enemy, and you want the guy to be yachish or yav, you want the guy to be strong, you want the guy to be weak. Amru lo yachish, we want the enemies to be weak. So Amar lahem, so the spy of Reuven says to him, Kain, if that's the case, Yamulu b'nam l'shmona yama, you should give a meal to the children at 8 days. That's going to weaken them. So v'yachishu, that's going to weaken them. Amru tavit Amar, you say good. So batlu, and they canceled that decree as well. They were allowed to give bris milas to the children. And Chaz of Amar lahem, he said further, Mishiyesh la'oyev, a guy who's got an enemy. You want yirba or yismite? You want them to be increase or you want them to decrease? Amru lo, they said, Yismai, we should decrease the amount of enemies we have. You say they shouldn't be bol nidos. You should say they're not allowed to dafku. Let them separate from their wife when they're in nida. They say they won't procreate as much. So Amru tavis Amar, you say good again. Uvatlu, and they cancel that decree as well. So then Hikiru, they recognized Bo that he was actually Reb Reuven, he was a spy, Shu Yehudi, and Hechzirim, they put back into place all the three decrees. So Amru the Chum said, now me, Yelech Avivatu Ogzeres, who are we going to send to undo these terrible decrees? So Yelech Rabbi Shimba Yochai, Shehumu Lumar Ben Nisim, we should let Rabbi Shimba Yochai go. He knows Nisim, he experiences Nisim all the time, let him go, everything will be great. So Vachar me, Yelech, who's going to go after him or go, you know, tag along with him? So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi will go. So they have these two great tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimba Yochai, and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi go to the Romans and somehow figure out what's going on. So Amar lahem Rabbi Yossi said, who was the father of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Yossi says, Vilahai, Rabbi Yossi was Rabbi Yossi ben Chalafta. So Rabbi Yossi says, Ilahai Abba Chalafta, had my father Abba Chalafta been around, Kayam, Yechom Atem Lomar Lotem Mincha, could you tell Chalafta to give away your son Rabbi Yossi to go in Shlichos, that's so dangerous, Lahariga? So too, I don't want to give my son Rabbi Elazar to go on such a dangerous mission. So Amar lahem Rabbi Shimon says, I could also say the same thing. Ilaya Yochai Abba, my father Yochai been alive. Kayama Yechol Natem Lomar Lotain Binchal Ariga. Can you tell him to give your son away on a terror, on a dangerous mission? So Amar lahu Rabbi Yossi says, Ana Zilna. Rabbi Yossi, the father says, I'll go instead of Rabbi Elazar. Duma Anish Leila Rabbi Shimon. Perhaps Rabbi Shimon's going to punish my whoever's on the way because he's such a dangerous individual who knows what's going on. So I'll go. And this way he won't punish my son. I'll get punished instead if something happens along the way. The Kamis Tafina, I'm very scared that something's going to happen to my son. So Kabi alive, Delola Anshe, Rabbi Shimon took upon himself, he'll make sure to be very, very careful not to cause any punishment, any damage to anyone along the way. Fafil Hachi, despite that fact, Anshe ended up punishing someone. Why? What happened? Because Kishayu Mahalchin Baderach, when they were traveling to Rome, so Nishalo Shelozu, they were talking and learning Bifnam, and they asked the question, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, they both ended up going, both the son and the father went, along with Rabbi Shimon, so he asked the question, Minayin Ledam Hasheretz Shu Tamei, how do you know that the blood of Hasheretz is Tamei? Ikem Piv, he kind of like, closed his lips in such a way, and he whispered. He whispered the answer, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Elazar, the son, whispered the answer, Ramar, Vizel Lachem Tamei. He whispered that he didn't want Rabbi Shimon to hear. So Amar Lei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, "Makim asfasecha, you're closing your mouth. Ve'atanika shetam nechacham ata. Now I realize that you're tam nechacham, and you say the right answer. That's the source. You're correct. However, you're more halach b'fnei rabba. You can't answer shaila in front of me. Ayachsa ben etel aviv. The son shouldn't go back with his father to peace, and he ended up getting sick and dying along the way. So that's the bad thing that happened." Okay, so now the story continues and says, Yotze l'krasso ben Timalion. Ben Timalion, Rashi says, was some type of shade or some type of malach. So ben Timalion came out to greet Rabbi Shimon as they approached the city of Rome. Ritzonchem avoy machem, do you want me to accompany you guys in the palace? So Vacha Rabbi Shimon began to cry. He says, "Amar, Ma Shivcha Shel Beis Abba, the Shivcha Beis Abba." That means the Shivcha of Avraham Avinu, Hagar. Nizdami la Malach Shalish Pam. She experienced. She saw a Malach three different occasions with the whole mitzvah with Yishmael and Avani lo Pam Achas. I didn't even experience it. Even see a Malach just once in my life. This is Rabbi Shimon. So Yavo Hanes Mekomachim. Either way, the Yeshua is going to come. Somehow the Nes will come. And Kadem Hu, the shade went ahead anyways to the palace. Baal Baratein overtook the daughter of the Khazar, and she was going crazy. Kimata Hasam, when Rabbi Shimon got there, Amar, he said, Ben Talmion say, let Ben Talmion leave, let him leave. And Vichayim the Karile, once he called the name, that Nafik Vazo, the shade left. And Amar Lahen, the Khazar said to Rabbi Shimon, She'ila Koman Isla Meshal, you saved my daughter, she was going crazy, you saved him, take whatever you want. Vailina Ginze, they brought him to the treasure house, the Shikba Bay called Dubai, to take whatever he wanted. Ashkahu Hau Igor, he found the letter that decreed upon the Isser of Shabbos and Nida and Mila, Shaklu Vakaru, he took the paper and tore it up, and that's how they undid the terrible Gezeras. And the Gemara finishes off right before the mission of Ahainu Damar, Rebbe Lazar said once in the Gemara in Yuma, Ani Reisi Baromi, I once observed in Rome, V'havu Aleh Kama Tipe Damim, on the parochet itself there were blood drips. There were blood stains. They're talking about when the Kohen God, they used to sprinkle the blood when the parochas in Yom HaKippurim this coming week. So there are some blood, and sometimes referring to the parmaha, sirim, panimim, the different karbanos that were sprinkled on the parochas. Either way, he said, I observed myself that there were the blood stains on the parochas. It's based on this event that he had joined, had his father Biosi and the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai to the city of Rome, this particular ma'isa. Okay. He didn't, but apparently they didn't let his son have to go with him also. I don't know what happened. He wants to accompany his son. I don't know. So then the mission says, "Pigol va noser emet starfim ibnei shein shei shemos." You cannot be mistarf that pigol, and nor can you, along with nosar, you cannot be mistarf them in regards to tumah. Mipnei shein shei shemos, because they're two different isurim, and therefore they cannot be combined. So then the Gemara says, the mission says, "Vechena nevela ubasar meis emet starfim zemuzah." The Tamei Afil Bakal Shabashem, you also can't combine a Nevela along with Tumas Meis, you can't be Mitzar of them either. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, they qualify this mission to say, Lo Shanu Ela, the Tumas Hayadaim Dim Midirabanhi. This is only true with respect to the Matami Yadaim, the Gemara and the Gemara, the old at the end of Masechet Pesachim tells us that they made a Gzeira, the person who touches Nosar and Pigol, it's Matami Yadaim Midirabanhi. There are two different reasons why, either because they were concerned that the Kohanim were lazy, or they were chashed the Kohanim of having making pigol and nosar. Whatever the motivation was, there was an issa derbanan, it's metame tuma derbanan. That tuma derbanan cannot be mitzarf because of two different shiurim, two different shemos. But the Gemara does say, aval linin achila, with respect to the issa of eating nosar and the issa of eating pigol, that we can say mitzarfin, you can combine the two to violate the issa of pigol and nosar. The Sani, the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, lo yochal, ki kodeshu, don't eat them. Kol shebe kodesh pasul, so anything that's kodesh, anything that's in the kodesh and pasul, you could combine them together. Ba kasul litain losase alachila, so that there's a lav on this to tell me that there's an overriding losase of eating both pigol nosa, and therefore you can be misarved the two achilos together. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us that here in the bottom of Yudzayim, we'll finish the daf. It is as follows: Ha'ochel shenitma b'avatuma. You have food that became tamei because it touched an avatuma. So now this ochel is considered rishon latuma. So you have a rishon latuma. Vishenitma b'vlatuma, that which became tamei from a vlatuma. So now that's a sheni latuma. So you have a rishon and a sheni latuma. So the din is mitzdarfin etzem, that you can combine the shiurim of the sheni and the rishon together latame in regards to tuma. B'kal shemeshem, it's going to take the lesser of the two tumos. So take on that the sheni as opposed to the rishon. So you have rishon and sheni combined to a sheni. And kola ochlin mistarfin zem ze lipsol hagvia. And fruit are tame. The person eats food that's tame. He becomes tame. He cannot eat kachum. He can't eat chuma. So you can mistarf two different tumas foods. Two different foods. Can be mistarf to shir of tuma to make a psul gvia, to make a guf, to make a person tame. Kichati shir, which is the amount of shir you need for a guy to consume to make him tame from eating chuma and kachum. And can be mazon shtei sudos, so too you can combine two different foods for mazon and shtei sudos le eruv. You need two meals to create an eruv of the tchum Shabbos. So you can combine two different foods. And kebeta, you can combine two different foods for the tumas kabetel atamik tumas ochlin. And kikar gogeres to hotel Shabbos for carrying in yeshira gogeres, you can combine two foods for that shear. And kikar seves bima kipurim, that shear is the amount that it's usher to eat in Yom Kippur. And kol mashkim, all drinks, all liquids, are mitztarfin zom zo, can be combined together. The psos agavia, the revius of a person, drinks a revius of tuma, he's now tamei to eat a kachim and a chuma, so you can combine two different liquids for here as well. And finally, the Mishnah concludes with chmolo lugmo, bima kipurim, the issur of drinking is chmolo lugmo, that also can be a combination of different liquids and different drinks. The Gemara now says, last three lines of the Gemara here, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Ma Tam, what's the reason why when you have an Ochel, Tumah, the beginning of the Mishnah, an Ochel, combining with a Rishon, we say that they both become a Shir of a Sheni. She'ef Shir L'Sheni L'Sheyas a Rishon, because the Sheni can become Rishon, you can turn a Sheni into a Rishon. So that's incorrect. Whereas the Sheni doesn't turn into Rishon. Well, Mikavit, a Sheni Rishon, does a Sheni turn into a Rishon? It doesn't get upgraded. When you have a Rishon, touch a Sheni, it remains a Sheni. A Rishon, whenever you have a Tumah, it always makes it drops down a level. So a Sheni cannot be elevated to a Rishon. Mikavit, Sheni Rishon, halo efshe, that's not true. So Amar Rava, Rava says, no, hachikamar. What Rabbi Shimon meant to say was, mi garm l'sheni lav harishon. What caused something to be a sheni? Is it not that it touched a rishon? The rishon was the origin of the tumah sheni, and therefore, since they are somewhat connected, you can combine the shiurim, but in the end of the day, it will only be a tumah sheni, it won't be a tumah rishon. Ravashi, Amar Ravashi says, Rishon v'Sheni legabi shlishi b'nei chad biksa inim. Even though Rishon and Sheni are different levels, relative to a shlishi l'tumah, Rishon and Sheni are the same, and therefore, since they're of the same nature, therefore you can combine them together to the shear of tumah. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos, and Mirza Hashem will pick up on Sunday. What I was saying before is the last.